Now, sorting out a mortgage is just one of the most stressful things that we all have to face at some time in our lives. And I'm joined today by a man who might just be able to make the experience a little bit easier. So I'm pleased to welcome Terry McCarthy to Phoenix FM this afternoon. So first off, Terry, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for inviting me down.
And give us a brief outline of what your company, My Ideal Mortgage, actually does.
All right. Well, to put it simply, we're a mortgage advisory service. We aim to get the most suitable and best mortgage product and insurance deal tailor-made to our clients' needs.
You don't sort out somebody finding the money to put the down deposit down.
Unfortunately not. We can't cure all ills.
All right. Now, I could just nip into my bank or the building society and fix something straight off the counter. So, and obviously they'd know all my financial services, so surely they'd be my obvious first port of call, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, you can nip into your bank first off to see what they can offer you. Mm-hmm. They do provide many mortgage products for you, but what you've got to find is there's such a large array to choose from. It can be a bit confusing. You could end up picking a product that doesn't fully work for you. Mm-hmm. One of the main things that I personally do find is someone's gone into their bank, applied for a mortgage, and then subsequently been declined. You look at the credit report, got a perfect credit rating, 999 instead of Experian. Mm. But what's actually happened is they've been declined for some obscure criterion that the lender applies to all their clients. So what we would ideally like to do, or how we'd get around this, is if you'd come in to speak to a mortgage broker like myself, for example, we would have known that criteria before submitting the application to the lender. So we'd have said, Scott, it's very nice that you've been come to, or you'd like to go with your current bank, but for this reason they're not going to lend to you. However, there's this nice building society that would happily lend to you for those funds. Additionally, what you tend to find is when you go to your bank, you're a captive audience. So a lot of the deals, because they're only going to talk to you about their propositions, you're probably going to miss out on what another lender who would ideally offer you a better deal up front for that. So being a broker, if you've been in senior bank, you then see an advert online or on TV and they're offering a better deal, you've got to go through all that rigmarole of applying, going through the fact find. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you'd been to a broker first of all, we'd have identified that and said, well, you've got a better deal over here that would have met your needs better, really.
Now, I've looked at your website and you claim, a big claim here, that you're the best in the market and you will make a mortgage promise to guarantee to get the best mortgage product based on your individual circumstances with no small print escape clauses. So how do you set about that?
Yeah, that's right. So
big claim.
It is a big claim, but it's one we aim to meet, and we do meet, to be fair. So what we'd like to do is we sit down with each of our individual clients, and then we work out what they need by going what's called a fact find. So we find out how old you are, where you live, what your plans are now, where you want to be in the future, and how much you can afford to pay each month, and work around that. So we actually tailor make the deal to your circumstances rather than fitting you into a box with a lender.
Mm. Now, I think things have changed somewhat from the... I had some conversations when I heard that you were coming in. I spoke to somebody who's got into a mortgage at the moment. And when I had a mortgage, it was fixed for 25 years. Okay, the amount went up and down, but mostly up, I have to say. These days, that's changed somewhat, hasn't it? You can change things all the way through. There are different types of mortgages. When I had one, I was only allowed to have an endowment mortgage, which I think you don't do at all now.
That's right. Endowments have left the market for good or bad reasons. Rightly so, from my point of view, and a lot of many other people. But yes, mortgages and the market itself has changed. Right. Gone are the days of here's an endowment mortgage to run alongside and get on with it. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at mortgages that are tailor-made to clients' needs. So I think the market for the mortgage lenders, they've woke up and realised that people's needs and demands change over 2 years. You could have a first-time buyer who's bought a one-bedroom flat, and then in a couple of years' time, they've met a partner, had kids, they've outgrown that property, so they need to move on again. So there's a lot going on there. And with the introduction of intermediaries in the market, such as myself, we're feeding this into the lenders to say, clients' needs are changing. What they're looking to do and how long the timescales are taking. So, for example, now it's taking a lot longer to save up a deposit.
Yep.
So we're taking mortgages closer and closer to their state retirement age, and sometimes just a little bit over. So lenders have started to react to this. So it's not a case of here's a 25-year mortgage fixed, get on with it. You can have a 25-year mortgage fixed for 2 years, come and review it again,
right.
Fix for 5 years. So it's always tailor-made to your situation and to evolve with your evolving needs.
And what's the difference between having one for 2 years or 5 years? Is it the rate different or what?
Essentially speaking, there's no difference between a two-year and a five-year apart from the rate. So
right.
With a five-year rate, they typically tend to be a little bit higher than a two-year to allow for interest rate increases, along with inflation, because fixing money for 5 years from a bank's point of view is they've locked that money in for 5 years. They need to account for that more than if they did a two-year fixed rate period. So there is a trade-off, but if you can, a lot of the time the five-year deal works out better than a two-year if there's enough equity in your property.
Right. Now, okay, so what if I already have a mortgage? Can
no.
you do things on that?
No problem at all. We can look at it. We could say your fixed rate's coming up to an expiry or you're actually free to leave your lender now. No quibble. And we could
yes.
take you to another lender. You might want to move home and you are fixed in. We could speak to your lender and say, let's take that mortgage from where you are now to your new property. And if you need some more money, we can talk about topping it up again to meet your needs.
Now, we all know, some of us have to say to our costs, that things can unexpectedly go wrong during the lifetime of a mortgage. You could lose your job. It could be a problem with illness, etc. Is this something that you could cover, allow for somehow?
Indeed, yes. Look, unfortunately, things do go wrong. A lot of people end up in financial difficulty through things going wrong. They never planned to get into debt. They just happen to fall into it through a multitude of reasons.
Yeah.
But yes, there are ways you can prepare for getting into these scenarios. The best ways are to look at the insurance options that are available
mm-hmm.
for you. So partner dies, have you got life insurance to cover the mortgage? You've got buildings insurance to cover accidental damage or something of that ilk. So there's always options out there to prevent the worst or at least soften the blow.
Okay, now there are all these options, but you're going to make a charge for your services because you're not going to do it for free, are you? So what sort of costs are we looking at here?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. No, we don't work for free.
Of course
a lot
not.
Of the time, I should say. Sometimes you do. but there's no menu-style pricing system there. So in some instances, we were able to find a better deal. That's very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier for you. So, of course, we'd be cheaper. Sometimes you're looking for something very hard to do, a long time-consuming job, and then you're actually paying for our time and our expertise. So, one, find you the mortgage that's going to fit your needs, and it's going to be time-consuming to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be higher charges. But typically, if you say a first-time buyer or you're looking to move home, you're typically looking to pay about £300 all in for the service, and you wouldn't pay that until you've been fully approved.
So what happens at the beginning? Do you have some sort of, do people come to you? Do you go to them and have a sort of introductory meeting, fact find, to find out what the score is? And if that's the case, what do you charge for that?
Exactly right. We will meet the clients
mm-hmm.
or our clients again subsequently, and we'll complete what's called a fact find. Now, the fact find is purely getting to know you. So where are you living now? How old you are? Are you employed, self-employed? Any issues you want to talk to us about? So any defaults, credit card debts, etc.
Yeah.
And how you want to move forward. So that's the fact find. There isn't a charge for a fact find because it could be we're coming in and it's very straightforward. We can go ahead. Or it could be, look, it's a non-starter for you. Don't really want to take your money for wasting your time.
Yeah.
So you've got to be fair like that to say, well, let's hear what you want to say or where you want to go. And can we help you do that? And if we can, we will say, look, we will work until we've got you the mortgage offer. You're guaranteed the funds effectively at that point. Then our fee's payable.
Right. Okay. And do you do this fact find at somebody's home? Do you go to them or do they come to you or how does it work?
It works both ways. So
flexible.
We're flexible. So a lot of our clients come to visit us at our office. Got to appreciate not everyone has the facility to travel out. So all reasons being fair, we can get to you and we'll meet you at your property. Yes.
Okay. So how long have you yourself been trading?
Long enough care to admit. I've been in the industry for over 10 years now, so I've pretty much seen quite a lot. I've survived the credit crunch, as it were.
Yep.
Currently at this Brexit impasse where it's stalling the market a little bit, it's stalling a lot of things. So I've seen a lot of things. So if there are questions that someone's wanted to pose at me or they're a little bit embarrassed about their situation,
yes.
I always say, don't be. You're not the first, and you definitely won't be the last. You hear that in a lot of walks of life.
Mm.
But it's easier to get the cards on the table there because I have seen most things. I haven't seen everything, but there's ways that I can call upon other people or
yes.
our network to say, I have a client, doesn't quite fit, and there's this issue. where do you think we could work with this? And we can go directly to lenders themselves and speak to their business development manager and say, this client fits all your criteria, but... And then they could say, well, if we can make an approach or we can shave a little bit here so the client can fit the affordability, we can move forward. So there isn't a case of, it's a hard no in every situation. We've had ex-bankrupts come in and we've been able to help them get mortgages and, you know, back to the way they wanted to be. They didn't plan to become bankrupt. It just happened. So the door's not closed forever, you know, so there's no such thing as no chance.
Now, I'm guessing that from what you said, that the size of your organisation allows you to provide a very unusually personalised service. Because tying up money in a mortgage is a very big decision. So I've got to ask you this. On what we used to call the under-the-bus theory, in the event that, God forbid, anything happened was to happen to you personally, what safeguards would exist to protect my investment?
Right, well, fair enough. That's a fair question to ask if you're throwing us under the bus. Right, so there's always got to be contingency planning. Now, we're regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, or the FCA for short. Now, part of their remit to make sure that firms are robust and there's confidence in the market, there's contingency planning. So, for example, if you were to place your mortgage with me or one of my colleagues and they were to, you know, come out of the market for any sort of reason, retire, God forbid, die under the bus, illness or whatever, there's got to be something in place or a procedure so we know what to do next. So, for example, if I was to retire out of the market for whatever reason, we could then say, right, it's Terry's left, all his clients are being split between these three people.
Right.
My three colleagues or ex-colleagues that have retired by then would be in contacting them to say, look, Terry's now left. I'm now responsible for your mortgage.
Yep.
From my data that I have here within the system, your mortgage is not due to expire till September. So we will speak in June, July and get the ball rolling then. You're free to leave my ideal mortgage, but you're also welcome to stay. And we would we'd be happy to take your mortgage on. So whatever happens, you know you're going to be looked after because there's a plan in place. And there's people that know where that plan is and where to find it because it's an open forum within the firm.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, if anyone is currently on the lookout for a mortgage, and I suspect there are quite a few people who'll be looking for mortgages, or possibly even a remortgage, and has liked what you've been saying, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, first off, I would advise that they take a look at our website, which is www.myidealmortgage.co.uk. And then you could look through our mortgage dictionary. We've got lots of terms on there for jargon, so you could click on that and find out stuff there. Or you could always give us a call, which is 07872 646254, or even email me at terrymccarthy@myidealmortgage.co.uk.
Okay, so that telephone number again was 07872 646254, and the email was terrymccarthy@myidealmortgage.co.uk.
That's right.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for coming in, Terry.
Thank you.
Any other
Scott.
Points that that we haven't covered that you'd like to put in?
I would always say double check what you've already been given. It's very easy for your bank to say, yep, we will help you and that's that. Or speaking to a broker that's been an estate agent, they'd have just quickly done that. It's always best to get a second opinion and speak to family and friends if you're not comfortable.
That seems like good advice to me. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed again. And we'll be putting all of this, of course, up on the website a little bit later on this afternoon. But thanks for coming in, Terry.
Thank you for having
us. Appreciate that.